He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso ever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. Well, yesterday we were looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. We talked about the two kinds of sin, the sin that we have because of the sins that we do. And we also talked about the sin nature, and that the sin nature is condemned when we're in Christ, that Christ has condemned that sin nature. And the sins that we commit or that we have committed, we need to do something about that. We need to repent and confess those sins, as we started with this verse, that he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And I said that we were going to talk about repentance today. Well, the word repentance means to turn around and go the other way. When you're living in your sins, you are going your own way. You're living for the flesh. You're living for your own pleasures. And you're also living for the devil's way, because when we're living for ourselves and we're living for just our own pleasures, that's the way of the flesh. That's the way of the devil. But when you repent, you forsake your own way, and you go God's way. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. In Acts 3:19, Peter says, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You must be willing to repent of all your known sin, and also be willing to give up all the sin that God reveals to you. And that means to turn around and go the other way from Him, to be able to forsake the old way and go a new way, to say no to the devil and to say yes to God. In 1 John it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God does His part. He will gladly do His part when we do our part, when we confess and forsake our sin, when we repent and go the other way, when we see that our sin is what is dragging us down to hell. Our sin is the chains that are holding us and binding us from serving the living God and living for Him with all of our heart. So we need to confess our sins, and He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, as we're in Romans 8, we've been going through that. We've been kind of on a journey here, looking at different things, the end times. We've been looking at the things that Jesus said in Matthew 24 there about being ready if the Lord would come back, or even if we would die. And sometimes, you know, it's a blessing. I said this, I think, probably the first day, but sometimes it's a blessing to have a sickness that you know you're going to die, and you have a lot of time to prepare. But it's not always that way. Sometimes people get killed, and a lot of times people get killed in accidents or various different things. But here in the light of what we're talking about as far as repentance, Romans chapter 8, verse 4, we'll read a few verses here, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And see, that's what repentance is, not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Having a new ruler, a new master, having a new person on the throne of our life, the throne of our heart, instead of ourselves. We get off of that throne, and we let the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God be on that throne. That's what repentance is, turning from our own ways, turning from our own sin. It goes on to say in verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. What do you mind? What are the what are the things that you are after? It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Are you after the things of the flesh to please your flesh, to please your own selves, your own self? Or are you after the things of the Spirit? For they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. If we live for the flesh, we live for ourselves, we don't repent, it's death. It'll be physical death and it'll be spiritual death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And Jesus said that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. So, and that's what Jesus wants. That's what he wants for your life. He wants to give you an abundant life. And it comes through recognizing that you're a sinner, that you deserve hell, and to see that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. We have to believe in him, and we also have to repent of our sins. Go turn around and go a different way. Go the way of not the flesh, but the way of the Spirit. For they that are carnally minded is death, or for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's God's enemy, the carnal mind. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, I think we'll stop with there for today. I just hope that God's words are sinking down deep into your heart and they're stirring you up and making a difference in your life. And maybe you are saved. Maybe you are living your life for the Lord. And maybe you are after the things of the Spirit and not the things of the flesh. Well, I hope this encourages you, and I hope that it also inspires you to share this with others. Share this with those around you, family members and different ones, that they can be right with the Lord, and even encourage them to listen to these daily inspirations. So God bless you. Thank you for listening, and Lord willing, we'll speak again tomorrow.